sweetest friends, this year should be a special schus l'nishmas Maras Chana bas Reb Meir Zev, and l'schus Maras Hana Miriam bas Chana. In the Sheif Shmaitza, in Shmaitza Aleph Paragimel, he asks a kashin the Rambam that we see in the Gemara in Yevamis. Is machlokas between Rav and Shmuel with respect to a Saris and an Islandis. It's known that when you bring to Cyrus from the age of 13 and on by a boy, 12 and on from a girl, this person is considered a gadol me'oser shows mischayev b'mitzvus min ha'Torah. But kolzman shalevish day Cyrus, he's considered a katan. And even if he comes b'chlal shanim, and even if he reaches the age of 35 and he doesn't bring Cyrus, he's still not Cyrus the king. That's koresh. He doesn't bring sarot, he doesn't bring hairs. So, two pubic hairs, so he's considered a cotton b'medvar mamurim when he doesn't have simani saris, simanim of somebody who will never reach the age of manhood, bring the signs of manhood. So he's a saris, or by woman simani islandis, that she's not going to bring the simanim of womanhood. But if the person has simani saris, simani islandis, he's considered a gadol l'chol dvarav, z'mechuyv mitzvos min ha'Torah, even though he didn't bring saris at all. But before 20 years old, even if he brings Simani Saris, we don't assume that he is a Gadol. We wait. If he brings two Saris before 20, it's Mizbar that he's not a Saris. And if he doesn't, Ad Gil Esrim, that he's a Saris. So that we said at 20 years, it's a Liba the Beis Hillel, the Mishnah Nida. But Ladaz Beis Shammai, it's from 18, the person is considered a Saris. Dazer Belazar, Chof Shana Bezachar, Kedivre Beis Hillel. 18 years by an akeva, kedivre beis shamai. There's a machlokas between Rav and Shmuel there, le'inyan, a ben yudches or a bas yudches, who's found to be an islandess. So when is the this girl, depending on the age, 18, 20, so when are they considered to be a gadol? Rav says a person becomes a saris or an islandess l'mafreya, because now it's mizgala l'mafreya. You're right, at the age of 18 or 20, it's mizgala l'mafreya that they were a saris and an islandess all along. And therefore, if chaylev was eaten from the age of 12 and on, this person is chayev al achilasa. And Shmuel says, no, the person's only a saris mikan ulahaba. Before that age, this person was a katan. But Rav says it goes l'mafreya. Frek toisvis l'divrei Rav. How is it possible that a saris should get malchus an achilas chelev l'mafreya? I b'shas hasro, when the hasro was given, he was a suffix shemi of yishtei saris before he reaches the age of 18. V'nim to the katan hayados hashah, so it's hasro suffix vein lokan al hasro suffix. And they answer what they answer. Frek the Shemites on the Rambam. That if we say that Sveikas are Mutter Min HaTorah, so we have another Kasha. How is the person Chayav Malchus? Not Mitzad Asura Sufik. Asura Sufik Tosas answers. The Mitarites that since it's Misngalim Afreya, that he was a Bevadeh Gadol Bos HaShoah Mimela, it's not considered Asura Sufik, whatever that means. But even if you accept that teretz, you don't have a Asura Sufik problem, but kol ha'sfekus mutar min ha'Torah. So when this boy ate the chaylev, he was a Sufik katan. Min ha'Torah he was allowed to. So if b'shas ha'achila, he was a Sufik, you're right, afterwards it became clear. But b'shas ma'isa, he was a Sufik. Since b'shas ma'isa, he was a Sufik, the Rambam holds that it's mutter. Rambam holds Sveikas are mutter. Since the Rambam holds that Sveikas are mutter, how then can this cotton get Malchus? Eich yilke al achilas heter. Sveikas are mutter. And the fact that he gets Malchus, it must be Sveikas are aser. Adds the Shmaitza, Miu, Gam l'shitas Haran v'arash v'desvir lehu she'asurin kol ha'sveikus min ha'torah namikash edabasa ruvaz linan v'rof k'tanam laf sarisimeh. Even according to the Ran and the Rashi, it's fair why he's getting malchus, because rov k'tanim are not sarisim, so therefore the rov is that he's allowed to eat this chaylev al pitori. He's a cotton. Rov k'tanim lav sarisim. He continues v'afilu bas lamed v'av shana kol zman shel levias sairis eina bas kedushin min haTorah v'loich hashinim l'saris v'aylanis. What does he mean? So apparently he's coming to tell us a chiddush, that the din legabe islandis and also saris is mavur and meseches needed af mimzayin on the base, that if higia l'rov shnoseh, in other words, this woman lived most of her years, which is 36, which is more than half of 70, and she doesn't bring shtei saris, she is an islandis. In other words, once she completed her 35 years, she reached her 36th year, she's an islandess, even if you don't see any simanim of islandess. She becomes, that's the default, she becomes an islandess. She doesn't bring shtei sairis. To this, zokt the shmaitza, that even b'chahai gavna, she's only considered a gdola midrabanan. But min haTorah, she's considered a ktana. Why? Because we have to follow the rov that aren't sarisim and aren't islandessim. So what's the makor of the shmaitza is a problem. It seems that it's min haTorah. But the Shemaitz is assuming that it's the Rabbanan in the footnote, and the Shemaitz of Mevueres, he says he doesn't know where the Shemaitz gets this from. Al Kopanim, he says that Vafilu Bas Lamed Vav Shana calls him on Shlevi Osiris, she's not Bas Kedushin Min haTorah V'lech Shin Osiris V'Aylanis. And if so, Vim Kein calls him on Shlevi Shtei Osiris, Mutrei Bechilas Chela, Vim Kein Lamis Chayv Malkus Kei Medibdin Kol Chilanusu. Since you follow the Rov, in other words, you even follow the Rov even after she reaches the age, min haTorah, and you're not choshish for Saris and Islandis because of the Rov. So as long as two Saris haven't been brought, the person is mutter min haTorah lechatchila b'achilas chelev. So your writer is mizbarim l'mafreya that the person did an Isser, but how do you get Malkus? If you're following the Rov, how do you get Malkus? This person is ones. Minadin, there was mutter for them to eat, because we follow the Rov. So according to the Rambam, it's a suffix. It could be make a loud suffix. But even according to the Rashb and the Ran, that tzveikas l'chumim min haTorah, say there, but here we have a Rov that the person can eat chelev. So how are you getting Malkus when afterwards they bring simonim of Saris and Islandis? That's the kasha of the Shemaitze. Continues, Ubitosis Resh Perakacholates Dibar Maslav and Intis Muberes Zelishon. So he wants to bring a mukor that a somech lasses dover alpi harov, and then it was Mizbar that he did an Isser. This person is considered an onus. Because so writes Tosis and Yevamis on the Mishnah. It says, Acholets li vemtov and Intis Muberes. You don't do chalitza if she's a mubaris. So if he did chalitza and it turns out she was mubaris, he's mutter with her krovos, and she's mutaris be his krovim. She's mutaris be his krovim. That's an interesting shiluv of English and Hebrew. So they're mutter to each, to the krovim of each other, because the chalitza didn't take effect. And if a person's kaines is yevimto yevinimseis mubaris v'yolda, Yotzi v'chayavim b'karvim. If a person does marries his yevimto, and it turns out he does yibum on her, and it turns out that she's mubaris, she gives birth. Yotzi v'chayavim b'karvim. He has to divorce her, and they're chayav b'karvim because it was misbarer that she wasn't a bas yibum, and it turns out then that he had bia chas v'shalom with eishes achiv shelo b'makom mitzvah. There Tosis writes that the ratio of Acholetz Levim Dovinim Tzismu Beres is talking about within 3 months of the Mises Habal. V'haraya, on the Sev L'gabi Konis Yevimto, there we have to be talking about within 3 months of the Mises Baila. Because therefore the person is considered Shogeg and Chayiv a Korban. But if we say that the Seifa is talking about after 3 months, so they wouldn't be chayiv a carbon. Because he's honest, because Rov Nashim, the Uber is Nicker after 3 months. So since the Uber is Nicker after 3 months, Hol of Elohukar Ubra, what was he supposed to do? There's a lashon of Tosus. Dibra maslim nitzis muber zelashon. Bechol tov gimel ayri dumi deseifa. When he's cholates within 3 months, it's the cholates within 3 months, just like the seifa, because the seifa is talking about the seifa that kones yivimto dairi tech gimel. Because the seifa kones yivimto that he has to bring a carbon is within 3 months. Why? Dilachar gimel amai chayiv carbon. It's after 3 months. Then why is he chayiv a carbon? Kaven de roiv nashim uber nikar l'shalish. Rov women, the ubers, you could see it. When does a woman start showing? A woman starts showing after 3 months, right? That's when they start telling people. That's when she's, you can see it. Vizu halo v'lohukar ubra ma'avale l'mevat lohukar ubra. What were they supposed to do? Chaygavna amrina b'shuas prat l'anas shlo b'shas vista. We also see in shuas a person's anas. Person's mishamishim at tahara shlo b'shas vista, and she's tahara. And then she turns out to be Tumeya. He's honest. Why? Because Shalom B'Shaz Vista, he's allowed to be with his wife. What's, women don't see Shalom B'Shaz Vista. So it's Mavuar. That if he did a Maisa, Hamutr Mikoach Rov, even though it was Mizbar afterwards, that he did an Isser, he's considered honest. So we see this in the case of the woman that Tosa says. If he's with her after 3 months and she's pregnant, there's going to be no chiyuv carbon. Why? Because the poor guy was honest. What was he supposed to do? She looks like her regular skinny self. Lo hukar ubra. He's going after the rov. So he's beseder gomor. So Tosa says it must be talking about within 3 months. Where he wasn't honest. But if he was honest, then he's pater mikarbon. So it must be talking about within 3 months when he was shogeg. Can't say within 3 months it wasn't his fault. He has a certain amount of guilt, because what was he doing with her for the first 3 months? Maybe she's pregnant. So he was shogeg. He wasn't honest. Just like in the case of Tosis, they bring him from the case of the man who's with his wife, Shalom B'Shaz Vista. He's honest. Honest, you're completely off the hook. So if honest you're completely off the hook, there's no chiyuv carbon, then Eldas Haran v'Arashba, even though Sfekas are Surim min HaTorah. You're right, Sfekas are Surim min HaTorah. But why do you get Malkus when somebody eats chalev and turns out to be a Saras or an Islandess? We go after the Rov. And it should be like an Ones. What was the person supposed to do? He's following the Rov. He's doing exactly what he's supposed to do. So he's following the Rov, so it's like an Ones. So it's important to note that there's really a difference between the two cases, because in the first case, in order to be putter from Malkus, you don't have to come on to the fact that the person's an onus. You could just say that the person is a shogeg. A shogeg already patters you from Malkus. You could right, a shogeg patters the person from Malkus. So it's dafka linyan chiyuv karban chatas, there's an afkan mina between shogeg and onus. That shogeg is chayiv chatas and onus is pater. But in agelchi of malchus, there's no difference between onus and shogeg, because even b'shogeg is pater from malchus like onus. Only mezid is chayiv malchus. And here he was somich atzmo al ruba she'enam sarisim. Even if we say he's not begeder onus, it's pashut that he's not mezid. So the shev shemaita is a good kasha ready from there. Even if we say that he's not considered an onus, so even if you say he's considered a shogeg. But still, what's he getting Malkus for? He's not amazed. He's somich on the roof. Then he goes a step further, and he says to strengthen his question, look at Tosin Peretz Perka Cholets. And when you file the rov, not only is shogeg, you're even considered honest, because you don't even bring a carbon. Mayav alei l'meva. So it's making it even better. Like, what's going on according to the Ran and the Rashba? If you're following the rov, not only are you a shogeg, you're even an onus. Mayav alei l'meva. So why is this person getting Malkus Lamafreya? Mamish Onis. Akopanim, the Sheif Shmaitza proves that when a person somech himself on a rov, he did Kiddin Torah, and if afterwards it turns out that he was min a miut, he's begeder oines v'lo shogeg. V'haposkim ha'erichu harbe b'zeh. Nod b'yhuda madura tinyana yaradeh simit tzadi vov. Shuvizchem d'shleimeh. They bring the Tosis in Perek HaCholets, who writes that when a person Soimech Atzmo Ala Rov is considered Onus, and they ask on Tosis from a Mishnah in Yevamos that if a man marries a woman Al Pishnei Edim that were made that her husband died, and then the husband comes and says, "Hello, I'm here," she's Chayevus a carbon. Zokter Rashi, the Shogegasi veins Onus Lipotim min HaKarbon Dibor Lelam Tuna. She was Shogunat Onus. She's Pturim min HaKarbon. She should have waited. So you see that even though she did Kiddin Torah, she was Somech herself on Edim, as it says, Al Pishnaim Edim Yakum Davar. Nevertheless, it's not considered Onus. Now Edim are better than Rov. Edim can be made Neged HaRov, right? And nevertheless, it's not considered Onus. So Kol Shekin, if a person Somech on a Rov, we should say that it's not considered an Onus. Big kasha. Hear the kasha's sweetest friends. How can you say that when you're samech on a rov, person's considered ones if it turns out that there was this or here? Even if you're samech on edim, you're not considered ones. So if you're samech on edim, who are better than a rov, who can testify against a rov, certainly when you're samech on a rov, you shouldn't be considered an ones. So that's the kasha of the achronim. There's a greiser raid in the achronim vegen dizach. The Noda Bihuda is metarets with a cloud. That everything is tolui in Nizgala Basof, Sheasmach Shesamacholav, was a Mishenes Kana Rotzitz, that it was Toz Vesheker. If a person's Nises Alpi Edim, even though she's allowed to be Samech on the Edim Linase Alpiem, nevertheless, this Ones is based on a Toz, because in the end we found out that the Edim are Ede Sheker, and the Edim were Mataher Besheker. And therefore, it's considered a tos and a shkoga, and not onus. So therefore, there's going to be a carbon, because they were taka edei sheker. Masha enkein. Isha shen esiyabim v'lachar gimul chadoshim. Because he was samech on the rov, that rov nashim uver nikar l'shlish yamim. So even if l'basof was mizgala, that she is muberes, the rov is still a true rov. There wasn't a sheker here with the rov. The rov is still a rov. There was no toast that rov noshim ubra nikar l'shlish. She was from the miut, the nafka meruva, v'lohel ubra nikar l'shlish yamea. So she was from the rov. Since she was from the rov, he's beseder. The onus wasn't alpi toast. Since the onus wasn't alpi toast, pater mi karbon. But in the case of nisus alpi edim, there, the onus was based on a toast. These edim are edei sheker. Kach tiretz hagaon balan oda biyuda b'sheilot uvtshuvot chendat shlomo. Hu metaretz b'ofen acher. Kol zeh muva in the sefer Shi'urei Dvar HaMelech of Hagoin Rav Beryl Kreuzer Zecher Tzadik Livracha. Siman Lamed Aleph. He also says that earlier, I should have mentioned earlier, about him making the kasha stronger. Not only is it shogeg, it's even onus when you follow a rov. So he brings the chem to shloima, but it's yadua. These Torahs are yadua. There's a lot of discussion. We also have written about it. The chem to shlomo, he answers otherwise, that when the Torah says that you follow rov lekula, in every rov there's always a miut that's nafik mi rov, that goes out of rov, that's not part of the rov. So how are you allowed to be samech on the rov? Why aren't we choshish that the person was pogea b'mi'uta, ela al-karchach, that the heter of rov is not mitam shahamitzius hu be'emes hu bevadei kemo sheharov omeres. It's not because you really think that the rov, the mitzius, is like the rov. That's not what rov is about. The heter of rov is that the Torah says that even though there's a tzad miut that's pogea be'iser, nevertheless, I am going to be matir this to you. We know there's a miut. We know there's a possibility of there being a fashla here. A fashla is a modern Hebrew word that you don't find in most of the Sfarim, meaning a mess up. You know, it might mess up, and it might be like the miut. But nevertheless, I'm matir. And therefore, even if it's mizbar basof that it was min hamiut, nevertheless, there's no kishalom. Why? Because the Torah was matir, even on the tzadik klapi shmaya galya, that the person was soymech pogea b'isr, which itself is a shayla, how that could be. But that's pshat and being ozel basa ruba. Masha enkein. That the Torah says, al pishnai meidim yakum davar. Halo b'shnei eidim. It's not easy for shnei eidim to make an eidus sheker, because Beis Din cross-examine them. They have chakiras, they have bedikas. Until you get to that plane, it's mamish, you have to go through 16 different checkpoints. Until you get through that Beis Din, there's a lot of customs inspections going on over there. And therefore, we have no chash that they're shakronim. Because lo b'nokel hu l'chaven edusim b'sheker, we're not choshish, they're shakronim. There's not even chash miut. And therefore, zok techem des shleime. It's mistaber that's the yisod adin of al pishnai meidim yokum dover. That the Torah says that their ne'amonus is a ne'amonus gemura, and we're allowed to be somich on them that they're not lying. And we assume that the metzius is really like they said. And now we don't have to be mechadesh that the Torah was matir davar when they were really lying. If it was mizbayir basof, that with all of the difficulty to get through all of the cross-examinations of the Beis Din, that they were really lying, Kagon Shebaharag Baraglov, they said that Pliny was killed, and then all of a sudden Pliny comes looking mighty fine. He's talking on his cell phone, he's texting, he's thising, he's thatting, he's Instagramming, he's Facebooking, he's here. So it turns out they really lied. So you see that there really was a shogeg here, and the person was really over on the Isser of Eshesish. This is her husband, hello, I'm here. So we don't have to be mechadish that the Torah, by Eidus Sheker, the Chaim de Shlomo's understanding is, since it's so hard to do, we assume that's really what the Metzius is like. And if that's not what the Metzius is like, then the Torah says, alright, sorry, you messed up. They're Eidus Sheker. But by Rov, the Torah understood from the get-go that maybe it's part of the miut. You know that there's a miut here. You don't know that this person is lying. No, he's telling the truth. It's hard to get through the Beis Din. The person's telling the truth. So if he's lying, that's not what the Torah was talking about. So such a person is going to be shogeg, and there's going to be a, and she gets the, there's going to be malchus. But when it comes to Rov, the Torah is already assuming. The Torah already took into account that it might be part of the miut, and still was matir. And therefore, there's going to be no malchus. That's going to be considered an onus gamur. So it turns out then that the chisaron of a rov is the maila of a rov. That since it's not a dover vadai, we have to say that the Torah was mechadesh to be matir even be'oifin the klapi shmaya galya lehefech. The maila of Edom is the chisaron of Edom. The Edom are ne'amonis alima, very, very strong ne'amonis, and therefore Edom are ne'amon neged harov. But that's also their chisaron. Since Edom are so strong, you assume that ain lechabo al ne'amonis. But we don't have a het there if they're lying. Ad kan chiluko shel achem de Shlomo im tosef is biur. And the Chem de Shlomo discusses there lefize benogel lemisha ochal basar kedin below bedikas kolat shreifus does linan basar ruba she'ain an shreifus. Person ate basar without the bedikas of all the treifas. We followed the rov that it's not a treifa. We just did a little bit of those treifas that are shchiach. But it turns out, they found afterwards, they checked, and it was a treifa. Is this person shogeg aronis? It's not nogeh l'gabi chiyuv chatas, because they're chilas treifas, there is no carbon. But nogeh l'kapara v'tshuva. Shogeg needs a kapara, and onis doesn't necessarily need a kapara. So he says he doesn't need a kapara, because this is the din rov. Treifas rov. Rov behemus aren't treifas. And the Torah was in matir, even if there's going to be the mute. Ule inyaneinu, this person was samech on the rov that he's still a katan. And if he's samech atzmo al rov, he's allowed to eat the chalef. According to the Sheif Shmaitza, who understands that a katan is not mitzvah b'mitzvahs. So he's allowed midin Torah to eat the chaylev. It's not just according to the Sheif Shmaitza Ptur Meonish. He's actually allowed to eat the chaylev. Other holds it. Katan's chayv in mitzvah is just Ptur Meonish. He's not allowed to do averis. But the Sheif Shmaitza holds, no, he's beseder. Menatori is beseder. But it was Mizbar afterwards that he was a gadol. So Shmaitza says he's ones and he's not a shogeg. So the Shemaitz is correct, bein l'fi anoyde b'Yehuda, u bein l'fi achem de Shlomo. Why? Because the rov that he was somechan was a rov amiti. Shekenu b'emes. Sherov k'tanim lav srisim. Most k'tanim aren't srisim. So you're following an emes dig a rov. If you're following an emes dig a rov, you don't need a kapara. According to the Noda Behuda. So Noda Behuda says it wasn't based on a shek, it was based on an emes. And Rov is emes. L'shita zachem de Shlomo also doesn't need kapara. Because the Torah was matir those cases of mute. This happens to be a case of mute where it turns out that he was a saris. But in the end he wasn't, but that doesn't matter because the Torah took that into account and still allowed you to follow the Rov and made you putter. You're off the hook, you're considered honest. That's all very good. The only problem is that the Chemda Shlomo was learning that Al Pishnayim Edim Yakum Dover is Mikoch Ne'amonis, that they're telling the truth. And that the Metzias is like they said. And then if it's not, then the person's Torah was assuming that the Metzias is like they said, but if it's not, the person's Takna going against the Torah. Torah didn't figure in that there's also going to be this Miut of Mishakrim, and therefore they're going to be Pater from a carbon. Who says there's a Miut of Mishakrim? We'll assume they're all telling the truth. It's hard to get through the Beis Din. No, we assume that they're always telling the truth, and therefore for a person, if it's based, the whole thing is based on a Sheker, then Klapi Shemaya Gal, the really Mishaka, the Torah didn't take that into account. The person's taka going against the Torah and he needs to bring a carbon. Problem with that yesod of the Chemda Shlomo is that the Rambam says, Mfurish lehefech, that le'olam there is a chshash Mishaka, just a gzeris hakosav, that we follow two edim. The Rambam says, what hochachas do you need to believe somebody if he's a Navi and that his Navi is different Navius? And he says, not every osu mofes makes him a navi. Person we know mitchilasu shirah l'nevu b'chochmasu v'maisav. The Rambam continues, and he says, maybe he'll do a osu mofes, and he's not a navi. V'zeh os yesh lo dvarim b'go. Afal pichein mitzvah l'shmala. Hol v'adam gadol v'chacham r'al l'nevu. If he's an adam gadol v'chacham r'al l'nevu, that's an os you have to listen to. Ma'midin osu chizkosa. Shebekach nitztaveinu kamo shenitztaveinu lachtoch adin al pishnayim meidim ksheirim v'af b'shev sheyidu b'sheker hol v'ksheirim yem etzleinu ma'midin osel akashrusam harei das harambam svasav baru milelo that the zechshash the edim are going to be mishaker efshir sheyidu sheker but hol v'ksheirim yem etzleinu ma'midin osel akashrusam just like this navi might not be a navi but your ma'midam is kashru so too these edim might not be edim. They might not be kosher, and nevertheless, Yechotech Din Alpim is like a rov. That there is a chshash miut. that by Shnayim Edim, you assume that they're really telling the truth, is Nistar Midivrei HaRambam. The Rambam says, no, maybe they're lying. We just have Xeris HaKosev to follow two Edim. And the Rambam says the same thing in Hilchos Sanhedrin, Perichof Dalet, Halacha Aleph, that maybe they're lying. We're not going to read the Lashon, and you can read it yourself. Okay, Baruch Hashem, we learned some Yisodos Meod Mod Chashuvim Bashiur Hazeh B'Inyanei Rov Edus Mamish Yisodos from the most Chashuv Sugyas in Shas. Baruch Hashem Zochah to learn them together, and we should talk of Yisodos to continue Lilmod U'Lelameid Lishmor V'Las U'Kayim is called Divrei Salma Taras U'Lehavo. Amen V'Amen. Shalom, Shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.